spiritually. Now, how could that help me in my life making decisions about what kind of job I'm going to pick, relationships I'm going to have, how I'm going to treat myself, how I'm going to write my books, how I'm going to do things? So what happens is I'm just going to, you know, just use a couple of these. And then I'll do two more. But I want you to understand that you can see these things in me, right? So in my fifth chakra, which is, again, based on this creative idealist and leader, my fifth chakra is an evangelist, okay? Because I'm going to sell you on my religion. And to understand that each of us have these archetypes, and I like, my skin crawls when I think about evangelists, like the ones that are on TV and stuff. It's like, oh God, because to me, the light side of the evangelist is you're helping people find their own religion rather than, you know, sucker you into sending me all your money and you're going to, you know, and somehow that's going to be good for you. You know, that kind of thing. So each of these chakras that you have in the second year, we introduce you each class. It's not like you have to learn them all at once or anything. We help you start noticing that profile you have, that quality you have, has more texture to it, more depth to it. You know, your heart, you know, really knowing your heart means knowing what archetype guides. And think about an archetype, just like my life purpose line. So a creative idealist it's like a concept, an energetic concept that then attracts very specific people, life opportunities, body type. You know, everything that comes to me in my life is called to me because of that awareness. And so now then in the second year, we take it to the next level and we show you what do you attract in the law of attraction from each of your chakra levels. And so at my, you know, so I've always had opportunity to speak. Like, I get lots of opportunity to stand up and speak in front of people and do things and teach. And so I want to teach as my creative idealist. My charismatic leader wants to sell you on that new idea, whatever's going on in my brain at the time, you know. And I've had plenty of opportunity. My dad was a tennis pro. He was a soccer coach. He was a wrestling coach. You know, I had all this. My life has from the beginning has been about sports. And I was dyslexic. I couldn't read books. I couldn't understand what was going on in school. So it was just sports was it. And so I had a chakra for that. And, you know, in the first chakra, I've been literally teaching people, you know, I've been ever since, you know, both my parents were teachers. And so in the, just, you know, how I build tribe, I mean, I started teaching, my dad was a tennis pro. I started teaching private lessons to adults at like 14 years old. You know, nobody wanted to do the 6 o'clock in the morning lessons before school. So I would do those things and I would go out there. And from the beginning, I'm teaching people about their soul. It's like, you got to hit it from inside. You got to like that. You got to love what you're doing. You got to do this. And I'm doing this my entire life. And the validation that I got by learning that that's actually an unbendable, just like my profile is unbendable, it has its soldiers in each of my chakras that don't ever let me get off track until I mentally say, I'm not that, I'm going to be this over here. And then my life starts to suck. And I lose my way, I, you know, something doesn't work. Whatever I'm putting my energy into, it's like too much energy. When you're in your core and you know what you're here to do and you know how you're supposed to love and you're supposed to be, you know, it just makes so much difference. And you've learned so much about that this year. Next year, we take it totally to the next level and we teach you about the archetypal realm. And we go deeper in different things. The books are deeper. And you've just learned this weekend, you've learned your first intentional healing. All the healings in the second year are intentional. You start recognizing that you don't have to work to make a difference in the world. You, by being your wholeness within yourself, you are making a bigger difference. You become a mirror for the world that you want them, that they will mirror back to you. And it takes the mirror, you can stand in front of the mirror. It's taking that mirror no effort at all to reflect you back to yourself. It allows you to see yourself, okay? And when you do intentional healing work, and we are doing a healing, you know, like a healing upgrade day in August, which I hope we can do in person in August 15th. But that kind of awareness that, oh yeah, there's levels of healing work. So you've now learned how to manage your energy through the chakras in the first year, right? So you understand that at the vibrational level, there's energy that gets transferred between people. And then from those healings, you should be recognizing that when you're in a room and you're feeling drained, it's because you're not managing that relationship energy with somebody. So you're learning about that. In the second year, we use the healings, whether you want to become a table healer or not, we use the healings to teach you that this self that you are has a way of healing without you ever having to say, well, I'm going to help. I'm going to do this. I'm going to have to work at this. And so we teach you more of this effortless way of being. And so that's the, you know, that's sort of like the next level of the healing work. So we have the healing work. The books are the next sort of level of going deeper. We start with Byron Katie. We're, you know, they're very sort of direct and practical kinds of ways that you know, it's like, okay, now we just go that much deeper. And then of course, the most important thing in the second year, which really is this, you know, the kind of the secret sauce is your relationships with your classmates. After a year of this, of playing around now in kindergarten in the first year, you come into the second year. Now you're sort of in middle school, and the math is more advanced, and there's more that you're sort of bringing in, and you support each other in going further and going deeper. And the most important thing you support each other in is getting out and playing, and really changing that pattern of. You're not coming to school to learn something. You're coming to school to share something and give something and contribute something. And as everyone grows, as one person opens their heart, everybody in the room says, oh, it's okay to do that bigger. Great. Every person in the room that steps into their power, changes their job, does something. It's like all of a sudden everybody else in the room is like, oh yeah, that doesn't look that hard anymore. And you stand on each other's shoulders in a way that I can't even describe. But I think you felt the difference between where you were sort of coming into a school where there's classes and we're doing things to now it's like, you know, I know we're all online here, but even here, there's kind of like this synergy between the group. As one person talks, you're learning as you share. This is why after the healing work, I always have you share so people can read what you're experiencing, because each of you are so unique and have so many talents and so many gifts that you need to be validated for. You need to be acknowledged for. And your classmates may not say, oh, wow, that's a fantastic, like, you know, like your teacher might say, that's your gift. That's your heart chakra gift, or that's your fifth chakra gift. Your classmates will just say, I just like that about you. And you're going to be like, oh, I get it. That's the real me. Your fake you, the one that's trying to be good and helping all the time, all of a sudden you're going to notice that feels so uncomfortable around your classmates, where just being effortlessly playful and connected and caring and all that's, and you go deeper and deeper. And I guess I was talking with the third year students, getting everybody this weekend and the last weekend, like what are we ultimately doing here? Every year we help you expand your awareness of love and heart connection at a greater and greater and greater level until you're unwilling to be in relationships, be in work, be in a life where you have to lower your real desire for intimacy, connection, closeness, and you start finding a way. The heart will lead you to places in your life that you can have all of that, awareness. So hopefully was that enough? Lisa, did that cover it? Was there something I missed? You're muted, Lisa.
Yeah, I think that's good. I mean, do they? I wonder if they have any questions about the second year. Let's see if there's any questions about it.
I think Heather had a question that she typed in.
Yeah, about the archetype.
Yeah, about the archetypes.
Do we create them, or do we just notice them, then name them based on our understanding of the symbolism? Yeah, so in the second year, like, hang on one sec. Hey, Marcella? Oh, she's got her headset on. Hang on, I'm going to go grab my archetype up. It'll take 2 seconds.
And is anyone timing them?
What?
I have a quick question. Faster, Reese, faster!
I have a quick question that Joy can probably answer. Next year, you know how we were like, this year we were like classes A and B and we had you and Lisa. Is there two classes next year? And do the people that we're with right now go with us when we go to next year?
Yes, they do.
In general, that's how we've done it. Sometimes, depending upon, yes, the plan is always to keep people in their groups all the way through in some way, shape, or form. As you get in the second year and the third year, there's so much more integrative type of work you're doing that it isn't as separate, but it definitely, you're going to be, you all will be sort of like game on against each other at times, you know, for throughout the 3 years. Yes.
I think Samantha might want to switch teams, perhaps. Over to the dark side, Samantha.
All right. So I brought out my archetype cards because this will be something. Some of you may have already bought them. We did suggest that you try. I pull my primary card. My primary card, teacher. So for instance, next year you'll go through this deck of cards, and you'll pick 20 or 30 of them and say, I got a lot of this stuff. And then we'll help you sort of gel it down to these are like the primary archetype. So now my teacher, because it's a super strong one for me, is actually in my spiritual life purpose point. So we have these, and you're going to learn about the spiritual centers a lot more. This year is really about the chakras. Next year, we're really going to take you through sort of like where do those chakras come from? What guides them? And so I have my teacher, where we talked about in the high thymus here, right above the heart. So right here is my teacher. And in the second year, just knowing that I have a teacher in there and knowing that my purpose in life is to teach really changes this idea that I'm supposed to be an entrepreneur. I'm supposed to be all these things that I thought I was supposed to be. Supposed to be a tough guy. You know, 25 years of martial arts thinking I'm going to eventually become a tough guy. No, I'm a teacher. I'm like, I'm not supposed to be that. But in the second year, you find once again, just like the big chunk is your profile. In the second year, we also really help you expand that to recognize that your secondary profile. So like I was saying, I've got the creative idealist, and I talked to you about this throughout the first year. My creative idealist also has a strong charismatic leader. So in the second year, we do the same thing. So we give you your primary, so it's teacher. We definitely have teacher in this chakra or this spiritual center. But my teacher has never taught anything anybody else has taught in the way they teach it. So I'm not a typical teacher, like you go to a grade school teacher and they're teaching out of a curriculum. My teacher is the professor of the Reese method, period. If I can't make it up and teach it, I won't teach it. Okay. It doesn't mean that I don't take information from all sources, but I, in my next chakra up in the aha point, I have what's called a synthesizer. So as I get to know myself, I realize I can't teach anything anybody else teaches the way they teach it because I always see it as almost there, but not quite. Even Carolyn Mace and Anna Day Judith and Deepak Chopra and all these people I teach you, I read the books. And then what do? I take it and I'm like, but they missed this piece. They had it together, except they didn't integrate the whole thing. So I teach that way. So now if I know that I've got a synthesizer that was always going to synthesize something new, which is my creative idealist, and the way I teach is by my method and my method alone, you know, that would be my charismatic leader. Now, all of a sudden, I'm recognizing, oh, that's why I've always done what I've done. And I'd say that the number one thing people are after in their lives is to have a sense of why. Why am I here? Why do I have the body I have? Why do I always attract what I do? Why do I have these skills? If I'm not, you know, and nobody gives, there's no instruction manual. I have these very specific set of skills. I have this very specific brain. I've got this very specific family I came into and, you know, in the world I came into and I'm living at this day and age. Wouldn't it be great to know why? And this program and what we're doing with these, and we're helping you develop the why. It's like, why have I always, from the beginning, I was like, nope, I'm not. My dad was one of the greatest tennis pros around. He studied with every master teacher and he knew all their tricks. So I learned all the tricks. And then when I started teaching, I was like, no, those tricks are great. I'll use them all when I need them. But what counts is the chi. So I was like, I'm going to study martial arts. I'm going to connect chi energy to tennis. And I was like, I was the only guy doing it back then. And I love that. That's the only thing that keeps me going. And so for each of you, you need to know why you do what you do, not just what to do. We could tell you what to do and it would never make you happy. You have to know the why. And so in the second year, we really developed the why. And in the third year, like I said, that basic understanding, like the profile, then gets its own personal flavor. You will literally have a chart by the end of the third year where you're like, oh my God, I love that person. I've loved that person since I was born. I can see where in my life I betrayed her or him over and over and over again, trying to be this other person. And now I'm sort of playing with it and seeing, and so it's fun, right? It's like rather than saying, okay, I've got to be this and got a job and I've got to be a teacher and you got to do this stuff. It's like we start helping you understand, this is what's fun about being alive. All of these elements that you are, this why that you are, is really, it's just like, it's how you have incredible fun in your life. Did that answer the question, or did I get off track there? So the archetype.
It was a good track, but I'm wondering if there's any general questions, like, you know, or any other, you know.
Or anything else.
Are you offering a deal for, if they sign up this weekend, like what's the offer? On the table, or
so it's $400 off if you sign up this weekend. And actually, you don't even have to actually go to the website and sign up. You do need to go to the website and figure out what payment plan you want to use. And you get $400 off on this weekend. And just let us know. We already have all your information. You don't have to resubmit it and put your credit card in and everything like that. We all have all of you on payment plans or something already. Unless we don't have your credit card information, then you should go do that. But basically, if you just let us know that you are returning and that you'd like to have a certain payment plan, or you want to talk to somebody, you know that you're having, you know, because of COVID, you know, you've got some struggles with finances, and you know that it's going to change in 6 months, 8 months, whatever. That's just a conversation with me. If you want to come back, we do everything we possibly can to give you the opportunity to come back. And we do have with COVID, we're offering a 12-month, a 10-month, an 8-month payment plan. We're also offering a specific payment plan for COVID for people that are out of work right now but are going to be going back, you know, in the next few months, where it's $297 a month for 6 months, and then I think it's $510 for the next 6 months. So you're paying over a course of a year, and we're keeping the payments down as low as we possibly can. For you, if that's an issue.
But they don't have to start paying this weekend, right?
They don't have to pay anything this weekend. The other deal was that no down payment, and the goal was to start payments mid July. We could probably, you know, if you can start a payment in mid July, that's their July 15th. That would be the goal. But it, you know, we will work with you on a start date as well, based on where you are financially. And I know some people are still paying off last year. You know, that's a conversation with me. We'll work on that. You know, if you're really committed to do the work, we and you know that you can pay it over time, we always work with you. So that's it. And it's a great opportunity. The reason we offer it now on the last class every year is just we need to know what we're looking like as far as our numbers, so that I can, we have to at this point make sure that the teachers know who's going to be working in what classes, who needs to move around, what's happening. And this year, this year we don't have a first year class coming in yet. so that'll happen at Awaken in October. Hopefully we'll see if we can create a first year class. If not, we're just going to, you know, focus primarily on the second, third, and graduate programs, which are going to be looking like they're going to be pretty active.
So Lucy says, did you notice that the 6-month payment plan is slightly more than the 10 and 12 month payment plan?
6 months would be, they should all be 10%. All payment plans, we used to do a sliding scale on the payment plans between, for like a 3 payment was like 5%, and then 6 payment was 10%, and 10 months was 15%, and 12 months was 20%. But we're doing a flat 10% on all payment plans now. So if there's a mathematical error, Lucy, I'll talk to Lisa about it. We'll make sure that nobody gets overcharged.
And Heather wants to know if there's any changes coming as far as the format of the weekends.
Only that this year, what I'm trying to offer, and we've never done this before. We did, of course, do an online first year program, but we never offered it in the second and third year. But this seemed to work out pretty well this weekend. I think that I think we're going to also offer an opportunity for those, especially people that are coming in, if there's any kind of a 14-day waiting period in the future or something like that, and you can't come to class, we wanted to offer that, there's the in-person school as always, that we will be running, but also that for both the second and third year as well, if you needed to be at home for some of the year, you'd be able to access the full classes and have people working with you, on that. So it's in a way, it's sort of testing a bit of a hybrid. And I don't know, I mean, this weekend, I really need your feedback as well on how you like this with, if this supply, fulfilled your needs in a way. And because then looking at future years, possibly doing a hybrid where if there is issues with getting together in groups, maybe we do 2 or 3 of the weekends virtually, and then 2 really long weekends together, one at the beginning, one at the end, or vice versa, 3 weekends with 2 in between, things. So COVID has sort of put me in this kind of like thinking, what are all the options? And now that things are starting to open up at the level they're starting to open up at, I was able to make the choice to just go back to an in-person program with the backup of Zoom. Anytime it can't happen. Going forward, if people really like the Zooms, the more we do it, we may find that, it's especially for people that are coming in from far away, it's better for them overall to do 3 in-persons and 2 Zoom weekends. So, but right now I'm trying to keep it as much as you've had, exactly as you've had it, because the value of that. I know that you all have really felt a huge, power in being in the rooms together, working together. It's like the first video I did, your body has, it's like a big battery, right? It's this huge battery. Well, you get 50 batteries in a room, and that energy is just that much bigger. Then you add the teachers who have all got big batteries energetically, and now you've got this transformation that happens in the room without even having to say a word. So I do believe that is a, is my goal, is to always have at least a good portion of what we do be in person. But, of course, the world doesn't always agree with me. So I'm open to, to working with whatever we have. But
hey, Reese,
so does that answer that? Yeah.
As a person who, I think you know me, I'm pretty gregarious, and I'm a people person. I got to tell you, I really liked the Zoom venue. And I was surprised. I'm still surprised. I felt focused. I felt in tune. I felt connected. I was incredibly surprised. And I loved, connecting on the weekends.
Yep.
I would love to see some kind of, you know, get together on the weekend for, you know, for every month, and then in between, maybe do some Zoom connecting. Yep. This venue and this opportunity for all of us set up through the school was amazing. I just want to say that in person.
Well, thank you. And you're not the only one I didn't even cross my mind that people were so happy with this that they'd be like, you know, I really preferred this. But I had a bunch of people from other years going like, you know what, this was great. I love my staff. I love my classmates and I totally want to be with them. But this was fantastic because they get a little more one-on-one. They get face-to-face. There's some more stuff. And it's, and then you don't have to go anywhere. It's not like you have to drive somewhere and you have to do something. It's like, so yeah, I am open to your suggestions on this. In our crazy world right now as it is, we may have to end up doing more online. But at the same time, there was a lot of value here. I think we delivered a really nice, you know, we always deliver a really great weekend, but it not a lot other than the actual touch, you know, was missing. And the teachers were great and the support. So I don't know. Yeah, thank you, Heather. I really appreciate that, you know, that feedback.
I do also have to add that I was with the small group yesterday. And I will say that really enhanced that online. So the interspersing of the two was really, it was really super effective. We were in a small group. It was only 10 of us, but it got done what needed to get done. And I just wanted to thank the people who organized that and for you guys to be amenable to it, regardless of the whole COVID thing. And that I think it worked, and I'm very grateful. Thank you.
Yeah. No, it's really good. So yeah, and plus when you get together as a group, it's like you're in your own houses, we'll have to eventually put this in, you know, on the scale and say which allows people to get the best of both worlds. And we can say, you know, if we're totally an online program, but this group of people like getting together in their houses, the issue is that you already know each other at this point, and new groups coming in may take a little more. They need that time together to bond. You know, there is something about that, you know, the actual, you know, just sort of like smelling them, you know, type of thing, you know, being able to be there with them. So,
yeah. Bruce, one thing this morning.
I'm sorry, Dan, I lost you. You stopped. Yeah.
This morning, when we went into the breakout groups.
Yeah.
In my group, one of them was a third-year student.
Yep.
One was a second-year student. Two of us were first year.
Yep.
That cross-teaching and sharing between the different years was extremely helpful.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was helpful. I heard from the upperclassmen, too. It's like, oh, yeah, it was nice to meet the newbies.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I learned things I'd never learned.
Nice. Nice, and, yeah, because everybody's got their own angle on it. Perfect.
Yeah, I'd like to see more of that. I mean, that was just, that's one of the highlights of the weekend for me.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah, and of course that happens when you have enough people in Zoom to be able to do that. Yeah, for right. Sure.
Reese. Nice.
Thanks, Dan. Reese. Yeah. Yep.
Reese.
Carol. Yeah.
Would love to see the hybrid because I, like Heather said, getting together in the small group was awesome and just having people together. But the virtual part of it also has huge benefit to everybody. And like Dan said, being paired with people from other years and people that you just never would run into on a normal basis was really beneficial, I think. So
nice. Yeah. Well, listen, this is, you know, it's not too late to change this year, but I definitely need if people, you know, I'll talk to all the years and make sure that, you know, kind of like feel where people are.
We do need that time together. I mean, you just really have to have that at some point for the school.
Right.
That's huge.
It's huge, but it doesn't, but like we said, this was actually another angle on it that allows people to really feel a comfort at home and, you know, or if they want to get together with classmates. I kind of liked it. I'm incredibly pleasantly surprised how well this went this weekend, you know, and loving it. And I know, and like, again, I can't do it without my great teachers, but it's really good. Everybody showed up and really came in, you know, with all the, you know, barrels blaring. So yeah. Joanna, you had a question?
Yeah. I want to add that now we're talking about feeling integrated. I'm a virtual student.
Yeah.
And now I must say, on for the first time, I feel like we're on an equal, yeah, it's hard to find the words, but I feel like we're on an equal basis. I feel more integrated with the rest now. Right. Even though I miss some contacts, about the cookies and things and the shop and yeah. But still, I feel more now, it feels more, I don't know, balanced. Yeah, it feels better, everybody virtual.
Yeah, yeah. Well, since, and but now you have done the whole year virtually, like you and Dan have done a whole year virtually.
Yeah.
And the question that I've had, you know, from people is, well, you know, especially in the upper classes, they've said, well, it'd be great to do this, but wouldn't the first year have a hard time bonding? And the reality is that you all bond within a class or two, right? With, you know, virtually as well, even though you never got together, you get to know each other through the small group, through the discussion, through, you know, and then you realize these are my partners in this. And so there is a bonding that happens. You know, I do believe that there's a different type of bonding that happens in person, but I think that for, especially for the people that are long distance, let's just say it's 2 out of 5 classes are like this, you'll feel much more integrated with the whole group on the weekends that you have to be in your online, you know, piece of it with your teacher, you know, separately.
Right.
You know, you'll feel more integrated in the group and it'll be easier to communicate that way. So Thank you.
One thing that was lacking during the year was feeling included in the larger group.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, we couldn't do lineups. We couldn't do this. And it was always kind of like, you know, we're the out there people.
Right.
Doing this today.
You're the people, right? You're in the people.
We're part of the group.
Well, listen, hey, Dan, don't kid yourself. You're still the out there people.
I know that.
I'm the out there people. We're all the out there people. But I totally get what you're saying. Yeah, this is a great way, you know, I think it's a great way to teach. Thank God for Zoom. Bertie, did you have a question?
Yes. I missed one of the class, which is the fourth weekend.
Yep.
So I did the online.
Yep.
First of all, I think the platform is different, you know, because you get to join the class in a certain section, but not the whole thing. So there's like on and off that is disconnected. Mm-hmm. But I think what really helped is, at least for the first week or second week, we met.
Yeah.
You know, at least we get to know each other, and there's things that I get to do that I wouldn't get to do on virtual,
right.
Like being forced to go eat together with someone.
That was the other piece of it is what happens, and I noticed that this weekend there were some students that were keeping their mouths shut, and normally I would grab them in the hall. You know, and I'd be like, "What's going on with you? Why aren't you talking? You know, come on." You know, when the teachers do the same thing, there's a lot of the program happens in the hall, right? So there are definitely advantages and disadvantages. But I think using Zoom this way right now, you know, differently than the program we were using before was we were going through Facebook. It's a very different platform, very different in how it operates. So, you know, this has helped us a lot kind of look forward to what could be online and how it could go. I think I have to go. Wait a minute. What time am I here? Hang on. Today is Sunday. Okay. Yeah. I got to go say goodbye to the twos now. So you guys are totally rock. We're going to get together at the end of the day. I've got a very fun, very fun video at the end of the day to sort of pull us all together. And any questions that you have, you know, if you're on the fence around school or you want to have, you know, something, talk to your teachers, talk to me. Let's talk about that. If you're not coming back, it's totally fine. I'll just want to know why. You know, it's like, what's going on? How could this not be the greatest thing that ever happened to you? And then basically we'll be getting up set for next year, and then we've just got to decide what the format will be, and how we can support all of you long distance and local people in making this happen. So anyway, great year. You guys are amazing. So glad that this worked out great this weekend, and such a pleasure. So I'll see you in about a couple hours here. Bye.
Hey, Joy.
Yes.
We're doing a break right now.
A break, and then we're going into our individual rooms until 4:45.
Okay. Do they know about the Jai Utal concert? Should we talk about that?
I think most of them are aware. We keep putting it up on the Facebook page. It's from 7 to 8 o'clock tonight. The link is the link you use to go into the main room every morning. So they're basically using Reese's link to have the
all school link.
Yep.
Joy, will that be taped?
I am not sure because the third years haven't said anything about having it taped. And I don't know if he's going to give them permission to do it or not.
Right. I wasn't sure. I logistics of mom life over here. Just might not be able to be 7 to 8.
Well, I got a feeling like this is recording. Reese records every session that they do in that main room. So all they would have to do is record that. So let's see what we can do.
Hey, I figure if I'm meant to hear it fully, I'll hear it at some point.
Yeah, I'll ask support if it's going to be recorded.
Sure, no worries. Okay. Just thought I'd ask.
Not a problem. So we're back here at 3:15. Everybody in, and then we're going to send you to your classrooms. But we're going to check in here. Right, Lisa?
Yep.
Okay. So just quick break. Get something to drink. We'll be right back.
Jean, are we going with crowns?
I'm gonna put mine on. There we go.
My unicorn.
Your unicorn, and I got my queen.
There you go.
I don't have a crown.
Oh, see?
I'll make one out of tinfoil.
Make one. Do the tinfoil hats from the 50s.
You have 3 minutes. What can you do? Everyone grab your blindfolds.
You don't want to see us.
I have a little friend visiting. Hi, Nico. Say hi.
Hi.
Oh, he's coming on. There he is.
Like a puppy parade today.
I know. We got puppies everywhere. Yeah.
This is my landlord's dog.
Oh.
He's like a 12-year-old German Shepherd.
Oh, he's cute though.
He's such a good boy. He's wandering around smelling everything right now. I have to go make
it. I have a Texan too. Yeah, I have a Texan to Lisa in Tarrant to see if the thing can be recorded tonight. I'm just waiting for her to get back to me.
Perfect.
If she doesn't, I'll call Betty Ann and ask her if it can be recorded.
Boy, you look like an empress.
Thank you. This is my amethyst crown, the whole thing. I love it.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Time to wear our crowns. We're at the end of the weekend.
So, huh?
Yep.
Did you also unicorn one, Jean?
Yes, I do. Yes. It's pretty sparkle.
Look at her. Love it. Love it.
It's amazing what you can find in the dollar bin at Target when you can go to Target. Or Target, pardon.
Target, that's right. Oh, Lisa must be busy making her crown.
Plus, it embarrasses the heck out of my son, so it's a win.
How old is your son?
He'll be 14 in August.
Oh boy, that's a perfect embarrassing age.
Right? Yes. Yeah. I can just look at him.
Yeah. It's like, so fun. You can't drop him off and kiss them. Oh my God, help us.
Right? Bad enough, I have to drive him anywhere and he has to be seen with me. Oh,
I know.
Such a magical age.
Isn't it?
We're out of middle school now. I survived.
Now you gotta survive high school. Good luck.
Just trying to get through today.
Hey, Joy.
Yes.
I just set up the rooms again and I put Patrick back in my room because the numbers were more even.
All right. Thank you.
So that's like 20 in my room and 21 in your room.
Yep.
And when he was in your room, it was like 25 and 18.
Okay. Thank you.
So it's a little more even. And now we're doing the appreciation circle.
Appreciation circle. And then we're going to go right into what was the big take from the weekend.
Okay.
So we got two cheers.
From the year, actually. Their big take from the year.
Yeah, for the whole year.
Yeah, and let's do the whole year. And what for the appreciation circle, are you having them chat in the chat box for the people's word or to go through the whole?
Jean was going to just call on them. Yeah, one person that would be the center, and then we were just going to go through so they can each like express it.
Okay.
You know, and
sticking with one word, yeah?
Yep, one word.
Okay.
And then we have to, let me see, we have to come back to this room by 4:45.
Yep.
So that gives us like an hour and a half.
An hour and a half for the appreciation circle?
And the their take on the year.
Okay.
Then we come back, they get like 15 minutes break, and then they have to be in the big room with Reese at 5.
So an hour, 45 minutes.
Yep.
But I can set the breakout room for that long. Let me see.
Okay, let me see.
What do we
No, it'd be an hour and we're going in at 3:15, so it would be an hour and a half.
How many minutes is that? 90?
90. Yep.
Yes?
Do we have to do anything or just sit here?
You're gonna sit, you're gonna click on the breakout room when we go, wait, when you get the option to do that.
Right, thank you. So we have almost everybody back in.
Okay, let me just check one more time.
Maybe we take a short break to break up the 90 minutes. Like 45 each or something.
Well, we've got to get back into, they do get a 15 minute break at the end. Then we got to get back with Reese. So if they have to like skip out and back in, that's, you know.
Yeah, an hour and a half is, that's a long time, but.
I know.
It is the our last time together, really.
So we can even give them a break within our room.
Yeah.
They take a 5 minute break at the end of the appreciation circle. That's okay. Thank you, Patrick. That's a good idea.
All right. I'm ready if you guys are.
We're ready. Send us out there.
All right. Here we go.
Hello, all you beautiful souls. I love you guys. I'll see you all in the main room.
Yep, see you there.